Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're pleased to welcome now Brian Wacker, who writes for Golf Digest and Golf World and has been tweeting pictures and has already been out there at Shinnecock Hills. Just out of curiosity, what's been your experience with the traffic and the transportation, Brian?
Well, at the risk of annoying my brethren out here, it's been fine because I'm staying in a house a few miles east of Shinnecock, and it's been no problem. But I know a lot of folks have had a lot of trouble getting out there this week, and as your listeners know, Long Island traffic in the summertime especially, good luck with that.
Especially people who have ever visited the Hamptons, which is why I can't believe I'm actually going out to the course on Saturday, but I'm really looking forward to it, actually. So let's talk about Tiger Woods. I know that you have been writing about him a little bit. What stands out to you about how he's different now? This is his first U.S. Open in 3 years, but even where he was a year ago in his attempts to come back to golf, what stands out about this year's Tiger, the 2018 Tiger?
Well, there's two things. On the golf course, I would say just the way he's playing golf. I mean, I don't think anybody expected him to play this well this quickly, and that includes Tiger. He sort of preached patience in this latest comeback, but we've seen a lot of really good golf from Tiger, really in just, 10 starts. And you think back to where he was a year ago, as you mentioned. Of course, we all remember that police dash cam video of Tiger on Memorial Day when he was arrested on suspicion of DUI. And, of course, that was later knocked down to reckless driving. But it was an ugly sight. I mean, we remember that mugshot, and you look at him now, and the golf is – really pretty good. He had a chance to win earlier this year in Tampa. He played well at Bay Hill, where he made a late run there. I think physically, in terms of the golf, he's playing better than anybody would have expected. And then in terms of just the personality, I mean, this is a guy who seems to be, I think he realizes where he's been in his life. And look, he's older now. He's got children. He's at a different point than he was 15 years ago. And, he's a guy who is seems to be more approachable, more fan-friendly, interacting with fellow players more often and more open, slightly more open with the media. All of that seems to have changed from a decade ago.
What will be the biggest challenge he faces specifically at Shinnecock Hills?
Well, I think that's just it, Shinnecock Hills. It's a very difficult golf course. I don't think you can really look much at his past here. Played it twice, once as an amateur, missed the cut. And then last time they were here, played it as well, but it didn't fare particularly well. But it's a long golf course. Mm-hmm. You cannot afford to be wild off the tee, so he's going to have to hit driver straight, he's going to have to hit his irons really well, and he's going to have to putt really well. And those are things we just haven't seen him do. We haven't seen all facets of his game click in a particular week, so that's going to be, to me, the biggest challenge on a very, very difficult golf course against a really good field. And some of the players you were just talking about there, Dustin Johnson, of course, coming off the win in good form. Justin Thomas has played well this year. Jason Day. I mean, it's a deep field with a lot of potential winners out there.
Brian Wacker is a contributor for the Golf Digest and Golf World, and he's at Shinnecock Hills with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. The rough is always a fun conversation at a U.S. Open. And while I wasn't really peering deeply at the photo, I did notice that you posted a picture of yourself in some of the rough. So how dangerous is it? How scary is it?
It's scary. Now, look, the fairways are certainly wider than they were by about 15 to 25 yards the last time they were here for the U.S. Open. And but you mentioned that rough. It's sort of a graduated rough. You have that first cut, which isn't too bad. Even the second cut, not that bad. But once you get into sort of that third cut, it gets very thick. And, of course, then once you get really wide off the tee, you sort of get into this knee-high grass that's basically impossible to hit out of. In fact, walking yesterday with Tiger Woods during his practice round with Dustin Johnson and Bryson DeChambeau, I watched Dustin Johnson hit into that rough, and all he could do was take a wedge out of the really tall rough and just hack it out about 20 or 30 yards. So that's the stuff you really don't want to be in. It's a one-shot penalty for sure if you're in there, maybe more if you can even find the ball.
That sounds like us, Brian.
Yeah, that is a place you don't want to be, but it is, again, this is a bit wider of a golf course than we saw last time at Shinnecock.
Interesting. So whose game suits the course well? You mentioned a couple who are at the top, but who else do you think sets up well for this week?
Well, I think this is a big boy golf course, and it's going to reward, you know, big boy players. And that you look at the top of the game, and some of the names I mentioned: Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Jason Day. You can look at Justin Rose, certainly a guy who's won a U.S. Open before at Marion 5 years ago, as a potential contender, and has played well this year. Even some other names on the periphery, maybe an Adam Scott, a guy who's played here often. And we'll use a local caddy this week. So he's played well here and at one point owned the course record at Shinnecock playing off the back tee. So to me, I think you look at those names in the top 10, top 20 in the world, that's where you're ultimately going to find your winner.
Pull on your big boy pants, like Kobe Bryant would say. Just out of curiosity, Brian, how much buzz is there around Phil? We know he's come in second multiple times at a U.S. Open. This is the one major he still needs for the Grand Slam. He hasn't played consistently well this year. He has in some stretches. And I loved what he had to say earlier this week about how you can not win the U.S. Open on day one, but you can lose it. So he has a proper reverence for it, too. So what about Phil?
Sure. Look, this guy's finished in the second in the U.S. Open six times. So and now we're talking about a U.S. Open in New York, which seems to energize him. He tends to play well anytime he comes to the Big Apple area. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Phil up there at some point. But, you know, the challenge for Phil is, you know, look, he's turned 48 years old on Saturday. No player that old has ever won a U.S. Open. So, he's got some challenges ahead of him, but, he certainly has the game, and sort of the energy level when he comes to New York to be able to, I think, compete this week.
All right, looking forward to it. My first ever U.S. Open, Brian, so I'm actually – this one feels different to me because I've never actually been to a major before. This is going to be fun.
Well, yeah, enjoy that traffic. I would say leave early.
Oh, yes, and that's on the docket.
And pack some patience and some sunscreen, the crowds will be huge. It'll be a big event. It'll be terrific. It always is anytime golf comes to the New York area. So I expect big crowds and a big weekend here.
Good. Well, I hope that we cross paths. You can find Brian on Twitter at BrianWacker1. He is a storyteller for Golf Digest and Golf World, and he's at Shinnecock Hills getting ready for the U.S. Open that tees off on Thursday. Brian, thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
Thanks, Amy. Appreciate it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.